This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon to you. Here we are. We're outside. We've left the building. We've left the box. And we are at Aviva Health for the Vets and Their Pets event. It's going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And Sarah Holborough starts off with the Community Engagement Director for Aviva. Got a lot of things going on out here.
It is happening here. And I have to say, while it might be a little windy, I am so thankful that we don't have a drop of rain yet. Knock on wood. People were talking about rain this week, and look at it. It's a beautiful fall day. So we will be here till 2 p.m. This is a favorite annual event for us to host for our community. And we've had a steady flow of veterans and their adorable furry friends. I mean, Kyle, look at all of them.
Well, okay, let's just do animal play-by-play. What do we have going by here right now?
Well, I think we have a couple pugs on pink leashes. I saw a cat on a leash. I saw...
Do you realize how hard it is to put a cat on a leash, by the way?
Well, I don't personally. I do not have cats at homes, but at my home, but I can imagine it would be pretty challenging.
Yeah, I think I've attempted that a couple of times with mixed results. But, the animals are all... on leashes out here this afternoon because it just seems to work better.
Yeah, it does. And for the most part, all of the dogs and cats are well behaved and posing for pictures and getting their nails trimmed and saving grace is here with vaccinations and microchipping. We have all kinds of pup cups and treats for the pets, and then for our veterans, we have free lunch, haircuts, massages, giveaways, and a lot of fun and camaraderie. And one of the things that's making me it warms my heart to see all of the community members and veterans sitting down and sharing community together. I think that's kind of one of the most special parts of this event is veterans having the opportunity to share parts of their story and for community members to come and learn more about our local heroes.
Yeah, a lot of different veterans, a lot of different eras of veterans out here. And do you remember how many years Aviva's done this?
I believe this is our third annual event, and it's one that we will absolutely continue for many years to come. These community building special events, especially ones that honor our local heroes and honor their service, those are so important to building a strong rural community, and that's one of the things that we prioritize here at Aviva Health. It's the healthcare that we provide within our walls, but it's also we are always constantly thinking about how can we help, how can we do more, and this is one of those events that we know is important and does a lot of good and brings our community together.
Now, I see what appears to be hamburger smoke is how I would describe it.
Well, that is another one of the special things about this event, Kyle, is we do all of the food service, food prep here at Aviva, our staff. Diligently chops all of the vegetables and gets the condiments ready for the hamburger and hot dog bar. And then if you look over there right now, we have some of our family medicine residents manning the grills. So it's a team effort here and one that our entire team loves to be a part of every year. You might even see our CEO, Casey Bolton, on the grill. His grill skills are top-notch.
All right, so that's going on till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Before we talk to some of the guests, anything else people should know?
It's a free event. So if you're a local veteran or family of a veteran, come on down and enjoy lunch on us. There's massages and haircuts. And your furry friends are more than welcome. Bring them on their leashes. We have a number of services for those furry friends in your life, from the nail clipping to the vaccinations and microchipping and, like, endless sugary dog treats. So the pup cup station is quite popular over there. You see the cups being filled up and the pups coming back for more. It kind of reminds me of kids and sugar.
All right. Well, there you go. Sarah Holborough, Community Engagement Director for Aviva. And let's talk to one of the folks that we had on the radio yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Dr. Gray Dawson. He's one of our family medicine physicians here at Aviva Health and a Roseburg Family Medicine Residency Core faculty member. He combines his passion for patient-centered care with his dedication to teaching and mentoring the next generation of healthcare providers. He's also a retired Navy captain. Dr. Dawson has practiced in diverse settings, including state fight assignments, Afghanistan, and even suffered through assignments in England and Greece. Inspired to pursue medicine during high school and college by his aunt, Dr. Bonnie Potter.
Did it really say suffered for Greece? No, okay, you added that.
Oh, gosh, Kyle, you kill me. Fresh back from Tuscany, you know there's not much suffering over there.
No, apparently not.
But he remains driven by the same commitment to compassionate, high-quality care that his aunt instilled in him. He's here, joined our team at Aviva with his wife, Dr. Anna Fellman, also a faculty member here at Aviva Health, and their two young children. They enjoy exploring the beauty of Oregon, and we're just thrilled to have somebody like Dr. Dawson. He was drawn to Aviva by its welcoming, mission-driven team and commitment to serving the underserved while training future family medicine physicians. So he obviously gets our mission and values here, and welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Dawson, tell us a little bit about your story in the time of service.
Well, yeah, I spent 22 years active duty in the Navy and got a chance to serve in a lot of diverse, unique places, oftentimes more with the Marine Corps than I did with the regular Navy. And that brought me over to Afghanistan. I certainly had a lot of amazing opportunities to serve some unique places, but also some caring for some great people. I served as a family medicine doc, and so that got me mostly serving in a clinical role, but oftentimes in an administrative and leadership role, all the way to doing executive work as the chief medical officer for the entire Pacific.
So how many years were you in?
I was in for 22 years active, including, but also including a few years of reserves during my medical school time.
So when you began, was that kind of your plan early on to do at least 20 years?
Oh, no, I was probably like many. I joined totally pragmatically to help not go into huge medical school debt. And so in order to do that, I signed a service agreement for just a few years. And I enjoyed what I was doing. I enjoyed the people I was serving and working with. I enjoyed the camaraderie. And one duty station became another, and an opportunity to kind of serve a unique patient population and serve those in who served us.
So were you already at the front end before you got involved? Were you already planning to be a doctor?
I was planning to be a doctor when I found out about the military scholarship that they offer for folks. And I would imagine a lot of folks probably join for similar pragmatic reasons and then stay because they love the people they're working with.
What were some of the harder places that you served in?
Well, clearly Afghanistan was not a fun time for most people who served there. It was a difficult war and difficult time. I think for me, just dealing with a lot of the loss and the suffering that people are going through, as well as just a really difficult mission, that was probably the hardest time. I would say returning back from that when I deployed as an individual augmentee to a unit and come back as an individual when everybody else's life had continued to move on. But, you know, you're coming back as a lone soldier, sailor, returning back to normal life, but life isn't normal for you. And I think like many vets, that left you a kind of invisible scar that took a long time to heal. And I think, you know, it drives me of trying to make sure we support our fellow veterans who sometimes have these kind of scars from battle and scars from war that really stick with you afterwards. But ideally, we're part of a community that helps support each other.
How do you cope with some of that? I mean, I'm sure there's times when you happen to wake up or you see something on the news and it takes you back to some of the really bad, frankly, unpleasant stuff.
Well, I think there's also amongst the bad things, you know, when my father returned, my stepfather, my dad returned back from Vietnam, he was spit on by people. And, you know, it was a different time of war. And people weren't as grateful for veterans. when I returned back, there were people who were welcoming us with open arms at 2 a.m. in an airport in Maine on a Sunday morning when most people would be in bed. And I think that support of the veterans when you come back from a really difficult time reminds you that we're part of a grateful nation that is appreciative of our veterans and what their service means for us as a country. And so I think when I think of those difficult times, I also think about those amazing times. I think about those amazing people that I worked with, and some of the amazing leaders, amazing sailors and Marines that I worked with that really made a difference. Some of the airmen and soldiers that I worked with when I was running a forward army combat aid station, they were some incredible people, are some incredible people.
All right. And you've been here how long again?
About 6 months in the area, yeah.
So getting transitioned. Now, this is where you say this is the nicest place you've ever lived.
Okay, Greece might have beaten Roseburg by a slight bit, but it is a pretty darn nice place to live. An incredible beauty of the location, but also the beauty of the people that we get to work with.
All right, Dr. Gray Dawson, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. Back with more in a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It is 1247 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. We are live at Aviva Health. Going to talk to another veteran in a moment. Sarah Holbro with us, the Community Engagement Director of Aviva. And you wanted to remind folks of one other aspect of all this.
Absolutely. This, you know, Vets and Their Pets, this annual gathering really celebrates the bonds between veterans and their animal companions, recognizing that health extends beyond the physical to include that emotional connection, purpose, and belonging. And by, you know, hosting this event every year, we really celebrate, you know, the connections between physical health and wellness and community and building community through special events and kind of connecting all of the dots. And these community building special events, especially in rural communities like Douglas County, they're important. It's part of what makes Douglas County such a special place to live. I see, you know, I see a lot of helpers out here in the parking lot today and services for our local veterans. And I think that, you know, when we have events like this and people come out and show one another that they really do care about their well-being, you know, it really does impact the overall health and wellness of our region. And we're so honored to have this event every year. At Aviva, our mission is to improve health and well-being of our community. And we're really guided by our values of respect, service, and community partnerships. We're just proud to honor those who have served our nation and happy to have this event every year. So
right.
Thanks for coming out.
All right, Sarah. Thanks for running. Talk to Cynthia Pope right now, who is out here from Umpqua Wolfstock. Thanks for talking to us. Hold that real close. So talk about what you're doing out here today.
So I am here with Umpqua Wolfstock. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that helps communities with pets, and especially during times of need. But we also do a few festivals every year, both in Sutherland. One is in June, and one is in October. And our October event is always connected with a vaccine clinic, low-cost vaccine clinic for our community pets.
So you guys are staying pretty busy out here today.
Yes, we are. We are passing out goodie bags and giving back to our veterans for giving so much to us.
So why your interest in animals? Why your interest in animals?
Animals. Well, the human-animal bond is extremely important. It carries a lot of people through rough times. It gives them a companion. We are very interested in keeping that bond together and keeping families from having to relinquish their animals or give away their animals in times of need just because they need a little food or a little support or something to do with their animals. This really helps them stay together. Keeping families together is the most important thing for us.
and just being real practical out here and providing some services maybe for even some folks who couldn't normally afford them.
Yes. So the low-cost vaccine clinics, sometimes we do have a coffer there for people who actually need extra help. We also have the festivals in which we do things. We have other people come in and talk about the things that they do to help animals and the services they provide as well.
All right. And if people want to find out more about Umpqua Wolfstock and all the things you're doing, how do they get connected?
They can visit us on Facebook or Instagram at Umpqua Wolfstock. And then also our website is www.umpquawolfstock.net.
All right. Very good. Thanks for talking to us. Let's bring Dave Saylor up to the microphone right now. Come on over and talk with us. Dave, tell us about what you're doing out here.
Well, we're out here at Vets and Pets and with the Fallen Outdoors. We're out here trying to get veterans outdoors to get them reset there and help combat that 22 a day.
Well, and just for people who don't know, when you say 22 a day, explain a little bit more.
Well, statistically, veterans and active duty members, there's 22 a day that commit suicides.
And not everybody probably realizes that the issue is that serious.
Correct.
And does that apply to all eras, really, if you're seeing a conflict, younger veterans, older veterans, both?
It's a combination. While they're in service, out of service, just getting out of service, and throughout.
So for Fallen Outdoors, what kinds of things do you do during the year?
Well, here in Douglas County, we take them out camping, hunting, fishing, boating, mushroom hunting, gold panning, whatever we can think of to get them outdoors and get them mentally reset, hopefully.
And it seems to really, I mean, obviously you've been doing this. The research shows that there's really a track record of that outdoor experience, which could be a lot of different things, really being helpful.
It is very helpful. And as soon as you get out of the house, you're not thinking about what's going on in the house. So mentally, you're where you're at.
So talk about, I presume you were probably in the service as well.
I was. I was in the Army from 84 through 92.
Dan, tell us where you went. Where you went location-wise.
I was in stateside, and I went back over to Korea for a couple of years, and then back to stateside.
And what was your particular role?
I was infantry and communications.
So that's obviously really important. What are some of the experiences that you remember that were really a good part of that experience?
Camaraderie amongst service members was an important role. Having that was experienced both then and now. Just the structure, I guess you could say, was a big part of everyday life. When that's one of the things you kind of miss, and just service itself, that was fun.
And how many years were you in again?
I was in 8.5.
And what made you decide that that was long enough?
The government said that was long enough. I was ripped out.
So, and that ends up happening at times?
It does. It happens at times for the government. It happens at times in civilian force. Like the federal has their rips that they're going through partially now.
And then what did you get into after that?
After that, I went into the federal government, serving at the VA, and then after that, I went to DOD.
And more on the retired end of things now?
I retired from DOD back in 2015.
And where did the idea of Fallen Outdoors, where did you kind of put this together?
I've been working with veterans since 2002, and this was just kind of a natural fit back in 2016. Kind of got into it and became a staff member a couple years ago and just going full force ever since.
And if people want to find out more about what you have going or get themselves or veterans they know connected, how do they do that?
They can go to the fallenoutdoors.org or go to the Facebook page here on the West Coast Facebook page for the Fallen Outdoors.
All right, Dave, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, just about ready to wrap it up here out at Aviva Health. I want to remind you, this is all going on until 2 o'clock, rain or shine this afternoon. Opportunity for veterans to get a good meal and also some services like maybe haircuts, things like that. Also bring out your pet leashed or in a kennel And they've got things like the pup cups that you heard about, also vaccines, and even some grooming available out here for some of the pets as well. Out here at Vets and Their Pets, the annual event with Aviva Health that is going on out here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. That wraps it for Inside Douglas County Live from Aviva Health. Again, the event goes until 2 o'clock. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.